sports. We give you. '65-58 Clemson over Arizona. That game is slowly but surely getting out of hand. Flipping over to True TV, 35-51 UConn leads. That game also getting out of hand.
I mean, that game was over when UConn got a 10-point lead.
Yeah.
That's done.
It was funny. We were watching the, I think it was the first round of games, and I was filling in for Alex. Yeah, it was the first round of games. And UConn was like a 21-point favorite. And at half, they were only up by like six. And then the second half, they went on like a 20-3 run.
They just ran through them in the second half. But yeah, in the first half, it was looking a little dicey. I was like, if UConn loses, man.
I've got a parlay tonight. I have UConn minus 12, Alabama plus 4.5, and Iowa State money line. It's like plus 575. Nothing super crazy. That's still kind of a far stretch, but
yeah. I mean, you know, that's decent.
It's going to make me stay up, damn it. And I've had a long day.
Arizona has not scored in 3.5 minutes.
Not good.
Struggling.
What's that kid for Clemson name? Like Cook or something like that?
I don't know any of these kids' names.
Oh, that's fair.
I don't know any of these kids' names. If they're not going to the NBA, I don't know your name at all.
Okay. Let's get the out of left field question. Yeah. 913-586-7610. Tonight's question is, what's something that you've never really done, but you believe if you were to pick it up, you'd be able to get right into it and be okay with it?
Uh-oh.
I don't think that's the right one. Man, you hate when people save things in the wrong order. I think I got it for you. Here you go. 913-586-7610. What's something you've never done, but if you picked it up, you'd be pretty decent at it? Coin toss is up. Chris, you've won. You can either receive or defer. It's up to you.
Defer.
Okay.
Always defer.
Always. Unless you're San Francisco. In overtime of a Super Bowl in the biggest game of your life.
We'll take the ball.
Yeah. Mahomes. Wait, what?
They want the ball. Yeah. Hey, they want it. Yeah. They want it. They wanted it.
Not my fault. That's like in the movie Austin Powers when he's like, six, I'll stay. Sir, I suggest you hit. I'll stay. I like to live dangerously.
Travis is like, we want them to have the ball.
Yeah, it's their fault. 913-586. If I had to pick up anything, and I truly believe this, I feel like I'd be an ice skater. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to do like a triple axel or I'm going to be able to get down on one knee or do the little spin thing, but I feel like if I went to Crown Center and put on a couple blades, I feel like I could get around the rink pretty well. I got good balance. I'm not as top heavy as I used to be. The only problem I think I would have would be like stopping, which at that point I would just run into the wall. But I feel like I could skate or at least look like I was decent enough to pick it up. In my opinion. I feel like that, or I could probably do frisbee golf. Because I can throw a frisbee. Maybe not as accurate as most, but I feel like that sport's really not that tough.
There's some dynamics to it. I got some friends that do it at the place I work out at. And yeah, it ain't that easy. It's not as easy as you think.
My stepmother, Mary, loves this question every night. I think I'd be a pretty good handyman fixing things around houses for people. Not only that, but you have YouTube these days, too. Like, if something breaks in your house, like a utility, you're like, okay, go to YouTube. Dryer doesn't work anymore. The heater doesn't. What do I need to do? Pull out this little fur. Like, you can fix your actuators in your car these days. I don't know how many people that have problems with that with their car. I didn't know what an actuator was. But I went to YouTube one time, and I used to drive a Chevy Impala, and I said, why does my air not come out of my vents anymore? And everybody was like, it's probably because your actuator's broke. Here's a video on how to fix it. Fixed it.
Yeah.
God bless YouTube.
Every time I've needed to fix something on one of my vehicles.
Yep.
Yeah, YouTube's the first place I go.
What's something that you don't really do or you never done that you think you could pick it up pretty well?
Amateur wrestling. I think I could have been a good amateur wrestler.
I feel like you'd be a really good heel.
No, I'm talking about amateur wrestling, not professional wrestling.
You want to get on like the leotard.
Yeah, like the mat. Okay. I think I would have been a good professional wrestler too, because I could talk. But yeah, I think amateur wrestling. When I was in high school, the wrestling coach tried for years to recruit me to wrestling, and I didn't do it. Because I was doing stats for the basketball team, and I was like, I don't want to I want an off season because I always did like a fall sport and I did a spring sport. Mm. So I needed something where I didn't do anything. And that was, winter was the time to do it. So.
I just watched how much hell those kids went through for cutting weight and like working out. I was like,
it's real tough.
God.
Yeah, it's real tough.
They'd be sitting there, their nasty ass spit bottle in class, just spitting all their stuff. I was like, oh, my.
It's tough. It would have been easy for me back then because like I was a lot lighter.
Mm-hmm.
It was so like, it wouldn't have been any problem for me to make weight because I think it would have been all right. But yeah, I think I would have been a pretty good amateur wrestler just because like I took martial arts when I was little and we did a lot of grappling. I was really good at that.
Uh-huh.
So I think I would have been a good amateur wrestler.
Your Wildcats making a comeback. 2:35 left. They're now down 63-66 for your parlay.
Need it.
From the 913. I could absolutely talk sports on the radio 100%. No practice. Jump on. Throw the headphones on. Key up the mic and let the city know how I feel about the local team and not cuss live on air.
5 minutes, you would run out of things to say every time.
I can tell you this. I remember the first time I did a show on air. That clock moved slow.
Took forever. The first time I came on here, I was three segments in. I was like, oh my God, you got to talk for this long on each subject.
Looking at your rundown, going over every line.
Yeah, there was a guy that used to work here. I'm not going to name him. But I remember the first time he came on the air and filled in on one of the holidays. And he had an entire rundown for 4 hours.
Mm.
And I was doing the show after. I was doing the drive.
Mm-hmm.
I came in here, and his producer told me that he told him that he ran out of all of his 4 hours of material in 45 minutes.
No way.
Yes.
He just kept going.
45 minutes, he ran out of material. And, he was just out there in the water by himself.
I think there's a couple of people on the text line that might have had a few brews at the game today. Somebody says, I could drive in a NASCAR race.
No. Okay. A lot of people underestimate how hard that is, man. It is hard.
You ever been on that track? That thing is like this.
Yeah.
It's angled.
If you've ever driven, like, think about it. Those guys are driven, like, driving, you know, it depends on the track.
180, 190?
Like, yeah, well, probably not that. But, like, somewhere in the, like, 150 to 170 range, 175 range. That's hard. That's really hard to drive. That's not like driving on the highway at 80 miles an hour trying to weave through traffic so you can get home 2 minutes earlier. It is hard to drive that fast. Like, you have to yank. You have to be really strong in the arms because you have to, like, very, very carefully turn that wheel on those left turns. It ain't easy. Like, that's not one I don't think very many people could do.
From the 816, I've never driven a Ram truck, but I'm pretty sure I can drive like an aggressive moron on
9435. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people that do that. I see that all the time.
I love... sometimes when I work in the restaurant, not all the time, but there's myself and another guy. And when it's a snow day, like when it's obviously just snowing, it's, you know, ass off. Everybody that you work with will be like, they didn't plow my street. I can't come in, which is fine. And me and this other guy, we'll just run the whole thing. And when people come in, I like to have, it's not, I don't think trolling, but it's more so like information. And I'll be like, so how are the roads out there? Like, oh, it wasn't bad at all. Oh, what car do you drive? Ram 350. Oh, okay. Yeah, I would assume that probably it's not that bad for you. I think I could probably pick up curling pretty easy from the 816. Curling's where you do the ice, right?
Yeah, little Swiffer type things, and you're clearing out the ice.
I just don't know the
thing.
Rules. I just know it's like shuffleboard kind of.
Yeah, it's like an ice version of it. I don't think that's a skill I'd want to learn. I cannot watch curling on TV.
Yeah, I think it had its fad. I think it was like when they first showed it, like in the Winter Olympics, the first time when it was like, people were like,
it was funny. Because it was funny looking, you know?
And they're so serious.
Yeah, no, they are
like
serious.
Like the guy that gets down and pushes the rock.
Yeah, they're like seriously. Yeah. Like, yeah, because the guy who's pushing the rock, or girl, is women too. They're very, very, they finesse that thing down the ice. And then the guys with the little Swiffer things are like, you know, clearing the ice and making it smooth.
Getting yelled at by the guy on one knee.
Yeah, it's intense. It's very intense.
Because those guys are just melting the ice, right? For it to slow down or go fast.
They're smoothing it down. Okay. Yeah, they're smoothing it down.
From the 785, golf. If old men in their 70s can do it, so can I.
I mean, you could do it, but you won't be good at it.
You ever seen Jalen Rose try to hit a golf ball?
Yeah.
Probably one of the funniest 15 seconds of video you'll ever see in your life.
Charles Barkley trying to hit one.
He's good now.
He's kind of good now, but like still, he's got this weird hitch in his swing. It's hilarious still.
Some of y'all are nasty.
Yeah. Somebody said they could write a book. I mean, yeah, you could write a book. It probably won't be good, but
I'm pretty sure our old teammate Danny Parkins has a book coming out. I saw that the other day.
He does. He's been hyping it up on the old Twitter machine.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, I think I would be a great MC with the mic at a strip club.
I feel like I could do that.
Yeah. I mean, I think most of us here could do that.
All I need to know is what their likes are and what they're passionate about.
Yeah, just get that like ESPN bio blast up there. Yeah.
Here comes Candy.
Yeah.
She loves to go vacation at Myrtle Beach. And her favorite clothing is Man, I swear to God, that was Lululemon must have been a sponsor at today's game. That's all you saw out there today, man. It's taken over.
So expensive, too.
Yes, it is.
Very expensive.
Yes, it is.
They get you.
But it's so nice.
Yeah, I mean, there's nice stuff, but it's expensive.
And there's like all those little like, I don't want to call them knockoffs because they're not. Like the pants I'm wearing today are by Built Basics, and they're basically Lululemon. Same damn price range. But man, you put these things on, you feel like you ain't got nothing on.
I'm a Nike guy.
Yeah, those are nice too.
Somebody said I can think I can talk about sports on the radio.
I could be a drug dog, at least for the devil's lettuce. I swear I can smell that stuff a mile away. Yep. Yeah. You can smell it in the parking lot, that's for sure. Yeah, especially and I was in the media parking lot.
Yeah, if it's pretty loud, yeah, you can smell it.
Yeah.
Here's the funny thing. Like, I'm sure you've done it too. I'm sure you heard people's podcasts.
Mm.
Most of y'all ain't got nothing interesting to say.
Like, yeah, most of the time, I don't have anything interesting to say. And that's just straight up truth, Daddy.
Most of y'all ain't got nothing interesting to say.
And to the people that think they could do sports radio, I believe that you could. Now, whether it's entertaining or not.
I mean, you could do a podcast. It's just a matter of if it's good, and most of it's not going to be good.
And the other thing, too, is you got to do something that kind of nobody else does. Now that the podcasts are everywhere, like, you think you got a podcast idea?
Do a podcast,
guaranteed
bro.
Somebody's got it, but do it anyway.
Yeah, do a podcast, bro.
I could be a porn star. I'd give it a good try anyway from the 913. I don't think you could. Because you got to be on camera. And I know for a fact you probably ain't practicing with somebody watching you. And if you are, that's just weird.
Yeah, most y'all be the world's fastest porn stars.
Enough beer in my close group of friends and we could talk for hours about sports. Definitely would be cursing, though. That's how Binkley started. That's why his handle's name is Three Guys in a Garage.
Yeah, that is exactly how he started.
And I'm pretty sure the guys' names that he was with were Fart and something else.
I don't know.
I know for a fact one guy's name was like Fart. I'm pretty sure, dude. And I'm pretty sure they had some like pretty high. They had Bill Romanowski on their show one time.
I think I remember him talking.
He thought
about
it was
that,
like, that Bill Romanowski was so out of it that he thought this was like. And this isn't a shot at Binkley. He knows this. He thought it was like this like really well known podcast. And Bill Romanowski came on. I think he's had like Pete Carroll on it too, and they were doing Three Guys in a Garage.
Yeah, he has. He sent him barbecue sauce.
Oh,
before.
Yeah.
Yeah, back when he was in Seattle. He sent him barbecue sauce a few times. And like when him and Lake were doing day shift, like they would get Pete Carroll on and he'd send him some barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what you get when you go on a show like Three Guys in a Garage. You're either getting a six pack from Kansas City or you're getting barbecue sauce from Kansas City.
They do trade beer too. He does trade beer with some people too.
Mm-hmm. Something I have tried and was awful at, door-to-door sales. Nearly impossible.
Nope.
I have no business trying to do that.
Would
you folks
that.
Get out of my yard? Okay. I feel like insurance, I could do okay with that.
No.
Don't ever call it frisbee golf or froth. It's disc golf, and it's not easy. I didn't say it was easy. I just said I don't think it would be as tough for me to do because I know the concept of how to throw a frisbee. And yes, I know that every disc is different. You have your driver, you have your fairway, you have your putter and all that stuff. But I just feel like if I picked it up and I feel like I could do ice skating.
You know, the person's not going to hear it for another hour.
Mm-hmm. No, they say, they got it. The first hour on Odyssey was muddled by Chris Broussard for some reasons. Sometimes when we do, you know, royal stuff, it takes a little bit to click over. Yeah, 70 to 72, 49 seconds left. We got a nail biter now with this Clemson-Arizona
Stop
game.
Stop playing with me, Arizona.
We'll get you an update on the other side. That's the Out of Left Field question. Thanks to all that joined in that. We'll get back to what opening day was today and moving forward through the royal season. Please do not panic. It is a long, long, long way to go, and I don't think this team is going to be like teams in the past 6 to 7 years. Give it a chance. 913-586-7610. That's the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Thanks to all the supporters on the Out of Left Field question. Chris Nocero, Dusty Likas. We'll be right back here on After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Clemson pulls off the upset over Arizona. The sixth seed advances over the two. There's one of my Final Four teams gone.
Yeah, I had Arizona losing in the national title game. So,
well, that bracket's over.
Yeah, this hurt. I mean, that bracket was done anyways. But
yeah, I never do well in them anyway.
Yeah,
I just literally go as fast as I do my brackets the way Andy Reid threw out the first pitch.
Yeah.
Here's the presentation. Here's the result, and whatever happens, happens.
Whatever happens, happens.
Boy, did he nail it today?
Oh yeah. Yeah, man. Andy's an athlete. Bump, pass, and kick. Yeah. College football. Yeah.
Yeah, he did it. He didn't throw it from the slab, but he doesn't need to. He just go out there and just rear back and fire, Andy. Neil from Lone Jack chimed in. He said, I feel like counseling would be something I've never done, but I could pick up and do all right. I feel like that's fair, but I also feel like there's times where, like, I either hear somebody say something like, water cooler talk, and I'm like, okay, I got to get away from that because that is way too deep for me to listen to. I don't want my head to go off in a different direction. But and he says, or perhaps a pool hall owner. You don't want to be a pool hall owner, Neil. You ain't trying to do that. You know what happens when those guys lose.
Oh, he might be about it.
Yeah, he could. Yeah, be.
We don't know Neil like that. He might be about it.
I know Neil pretty well, but I feel like he probably wouldn't put up with no bull.
He might. Yeah, he would not. he would not. That's why I think he might be about it.
Yeah,
he'll let you know.
You ever play pool?
Yeah, yeah. I used to play a lot at my grandpa's house.
He had a table.
He lived out in Concordia, and yeah, he had a little table in his basement with all his talking fish. Ugh. And yeah, I used to
take me to the river.
Yeah, it was bad. It was a real country. It was not good.
You just got to go behind that thing and take the battery out.
Yeah. Oh no, they were annoying. Yeah, you walk by him, they start singing. Mm-hmm. He had like a talking turkey. Oh no, it's not good. It was bad.
You want to play pool? No, I was never good at pool. I don't know.
I was good for a 9-year-old kid.
That's fair.
But like I can't do what they be doing on TV. They do them trick
Absolutely
shots.
Absolutely not.
No, I don't know the angles, no. Where to hit it from the sides or, you know, up and down. I don't know.
I was never good at pool, ping pong.
I can't play it. No, can't play ping pong.
I just, every time I play ping pong, I just want to hit it as hard as I can.
Yeah, I just want to, like, and the problem is I think it's tennis.
Yeah.
Like, you got to bounce it off your side and then it goes mm-hmm. over. But and that's not what you do in tennis.
No.
You hit it over there and then it bounces. Right. So, like, I immediately just think tennis, and yeah, that's not how it works.
Never is. I'm just too aggressive, I think. I want to talk about opening day, because I know there's a lot of people that have the same, you know, the same opinion, and some of you don't, and that's fine because a lot of you are here.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
Fair enough. And I think that you just got to relax. I know the offense wasn't there today, but look, the pitching today by Cole Reagans was fantastic. Royals record, most strikeouts on an opening day. He wasn't too amped up. I listened to J.J. Piccolo on Cody and Gold show, and I, you know, they wanted Reagans there. They thought about Lugo in that spot. They wanted to put Reagans there. They trusted he'd handle the moat, and he was. I mean, he had an 0-2 pitch that he hung a fastball, and it got rocketed out of left field. That's fair. Also, it's pretty interesting how your career sometimes go full circle because Henry Lake is in the building doing Minnesota sports.
He is.
In the same studio that he used to be in. Now I'm in here talking Kansas City sports, but it's always nice to see Henry Lake, obviously. But look, today was fun. Today is a day where, win or lose, like if they won, Vern probably would have had you till 9 o'clock. But again, it's one game in a long season. And I know there's a lot of people that are soaked in the depression of what was the last couple of years. It wasn't great, but today was fun. Today was one of those days. It's a non-holiday, but should be a holiday. There were people that came to me today and said, hey, happy holiday. Happy opening day. Heard the show last night. Love it. Got me ready for opening day. And opening day was fun. The band there today was great. The ambiance of everybody being there was great. Everybody had a different sort of cup, a different can, a different cocktail. They had all these sort of things, and everybody was happy. And that's what you love to see, and that's what today was about. And I get it. They lost 4-1, and they piled on some runs, 2 in the later innings. But look, there's definitely more to look forward to with this team than there has been in the past, and I'm pretty sure last year they didn't score a run until their 4th or 5th game. And right out of the chute today, they're down 1-0. Mikel Garcia, first batter for the Royals, blasts a home run to left. Now, your superstar, a rough day, but that's why you play 162. That's why baseball is what it is. So don't bury your head in the sand and think to yourself, oh, it's going to be a long summer. No. Look, you're playing contending teams. Minnesota probably should and might win this division. And then it doesn't get any easier. You play the Baltimore Orioles. Just don't get swept. Just don't get swept. And I think that's what Vernon was saying. Yes, today was tough. The offense sucked. It wasn't great. It's game one. Pitching looked fine. Now, in the later innings, yes, it got away from you a little bit, but the pitching looked fine. If you're starting rotate, your ace was your ace. He looked electric. He's making guys miss and making guys miss bad. Professional baseball players look bad. That's a positive sign. Mikel Garcia is your leadoff hitter, solidified as that. Looks fine. I have no question that Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be fine. Salvador Perez, he is who he is. He's hacking. He's at the point in his career, he's basically a DH. He's hacking. And if you're going to take pictures of Salvador Perez swinging at baseballs outside the strike zone, you can go back to 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017. You get it. That's Sal's game, man. Can't be mad about that.
Yeah, Sal would just be swinging, bro.
That's what he does. He's done that since he's been here.
Yes. Yeah.
The ball that he hit in the wild card game was 16 feet outside.
Yeah, it was not in the zone.
That's why Donaldson was surprised when he got to
it. Yeah, he reached for it and went out there and smacked it.
He's Vladimir Guerrero.
Yeah, exactly. He's Vladdy, yeah.
He's hacking.
He's out there hacking. You know, it's if this were a situation where they would have lost in an offensive battle, I'd be more discouraged. But, like, you know, Cole Reagan's been getting a lot of hype this offseason, especially in the spring and whatnot. Like, I took a prop. I think Gold was the one that put everyone on this about him leading the major leagues in strikeouts this year. So I took that. It's looking pretty good right now. It is 9 strikeouts. So I was like, I'm pretty happy.
It's a hell
about
of a
that.
Start.
Yeah, got a little cash because I took him to lead the game in strikeouts. He did. So I was feeling pretty good. It's good EV on that one. But here's the thing. As long as the Royals can pitch, they got a chance.
Right.
If they can pitch, they got a chance. It's really hard to win when your pitching is terrible and all you can really do is hit. But because they can pitch, like, we'll see about the defense. Defense is usually pretty good for the Royals. We'll see about that. But if they can pitch, if you've got guys you can rely on in their rotation, like a Cole Reagans, like a Lugo, hopefully Singer. You know, we don't get first early 23 Singer. We get later 23 Singer. Like, if we get that, the Royals got a chance. Yeah. So, I like I said, right now, it's certainly not the result you want game one. And I understand if you're a little bit discouraged by it. Saying that they're done now after game one, like, because just as much as it would be if they would have gone out there and blown out the Twins game one and people would have been like, oh, they're here. They're ready to compete. I'd be like, whoa, hold on.
Same
still
thing.
Got 161 left. Like, right. I'm not here to go out there and spell doom for the Royals just because this is such a long season and it really takes a while for you to kind of get your bearings. So I'm not going to blow it out of proportion now, but it is nice that your pitching looked pretty good today.
Yes. And not only your pitcher, but your ace of your staff.
Yeah. The guy that you're supposed to be relying on against other teams' aces looked pretty damn good today.
Yeah, he looked real good. Real good. Because we were all confused when that home run got hit. I went, oh, that was 0-2 pitch. He had 2 quick outs. I mean, the first play of the game was a pop-up. The second play was a ground out. And the fourth pitch of the game was a home run. And after that, it was basically just nothing. Nobody really scored until the eighth inning or the ninth inning. So, cool Jets. You'll be all right. Can we call Zach Greinke for a spot start? Because if Cole Reagans, this pitching looks bad. You haven't even seen this pitching yet. Come on now. You never know. Lugo might go out there and shove.
Singer might kill it. Now Walker might kill it.
That's the thing that I do want to look forward to. We'll wrap this up. We'll get back to the rugby player that's now a Kansas City Chief on the other side. But that's one thing I am interested in to see with Brady Singer. Because when Brady Singer was drafted, he was drafted to be the ace, the future, the number one, and it never really worked. Now he's just the mid-rotation guy, and maybe that's what this kid needs. And then all of a sudden you got a third starter that goes there and can throw six innings and give up four hits and strike out six, and all of a sudden you've got an ace and a sub-ace sandwiched between that are two veteran starters, and then you have Alec Marsh who can also shove, and he's your fifth starter. And that's a fact. Big ass on the guy, too. Vern will tell you that. That's Vern's words, not mine. And you know what about a pitcher with a big ass? They can bring it.
It's like how Andy Reid likes big ass football mm-hmm. players. Yeah, you get a lineman or mm-hmm. a running back or whatever with a big ass. Andy likes that.
Yeah. Now, we can have a different discussion or the guys from 6-6, because I won't be here at all next week. If they get swept by the Twins and then lose 2 out of 3 to Baltimore, then you can start to be like, oh, yeah, crap.
Let's talk about it now.
Yeah, then you can talk about it. But, you know, hey, here we go. You know? Somebody says, just tuned in. Who the hell thinks Reagans didn't look good today? That actually what people are saying. Foolishness. No, no one's saying
I don't,
that.
I don't think anybody's
saying taking positives away from the game that ended in a depressing way. But, again, game one of 162, you lost 4-1. Really, realistically, you lost 2-1.
Yeah, mistakes.
Yeah,
added two more runs to the
defense looked better.
Yeah,
they didn't really run today. They didn't really have a chance to run today. Yeah. And by the way, the guy pitching for Minnesota also a stud. So, just cool down. We'll be all right. Coming back on the other side, we'll talk about the new addition to the Kansas City Chiefs and why he's got everybody talking. But hey, again, we talk about cooling the Jets on the Royals. We do kind of need to simmer a little bit. Got to make a roster first, but there is a lot of key things that this kid can do from Wales that's now a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's Kristen and Sarah. I'm Dusty Likens. You're listening to After Hours, and it's on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Kick it and go. Kick it and go. We'll step on, spin move.
Might be a solidified new blue blood of college basketball. You don't need to watch UConn until the Final Four. They're up 82-50 against San Diego State.
I mean, they've been a blue blood.
Yeah, but I'm saying like the identified number one current blue blood in college basketball right now might be UConn if they do it again.
Yeah, possibly. I mean,
it ain't Kansas.
No, not right now.
Now, North Carolina, they're still around. They got a chance tonight. We'll see. They play Alabama. Alabama's damn good.
I kind of felt bad for KU fans.
Why?
Ass kicking by Gonzaga.
Well, I think the reason I feel bad for him is because it was so close in the first half.
It was. It was very competitive.
Everyone kind of had that belief of like, this is what Bill Self was going to do. He was going to get these kids to the tournament. And then the second half started, and that game couldn't have got over quick enough if you were a KU fan.
I turned it. I at halftime I had something to do, so I didn't see it, but I saw the score.
It was like 42-41 at half. What is something very close?
Very good. I think it might have been tied, but actually no. KU was up by one
at half.
Yeah, I think they were up by one. He was either up by one or tied, and it looked good. KU played pretty well, and in the second half. Done. Like whatever happened, I don't know if they had the secret sauce or whatever from Space Jam in the Gonzaga locker room in the second half, but they was killing it in the second half. It was bad.
God, 82-50 in a Sweet 16 game. 32. They were favored by 12.
Yeah.
They doubled it.
They are UConn's killing the spread every game in the tournament.
And they did that last year too.
Yeah.
Because I remember that I jumped on that last year in the Sweet 16. I just started betting single bets of UConn to cover, and they were like -105 to win by 14.5. And then you watch the game, and be like, well, that was easy. Why don't we do it again next round? And they did it again the next round.
Yeah. Marquette's been pretty good at covering too, because they've been getting some pretty low spreads.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been betting them on the spread too, and they've been covering it.
And then tonight's games are, again, I think it's 8:30 or 8:53, I think is the name of it.
Ridiculous time.
Yeah, 8:53, I think, is the North Carolina Alabama game that's next. And then 9:20. 9:20 on a Thursday during Holy Week.
On a school night.
We got Iowa State, Illinois, and that game is going to be great. Iowa State, I believe, is a 1.5 favorite.
Yeah, they are favored.
So that's like almost a pick 'em.
I took Illinois in that game.
Okay.
Illinois, I got them in the Final Four on some of my futures. So I need Illinois
that's
to win this game.
Pick.
I need them to win here, and I need them to win this weekend so I can make some money off this tournament. I actually made a decent amount, but I need to win more.
Yeah. You could always win more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Winning never gets old.
No, it does not.
And when you think of that, you think of winning a three-peat. And you think about the Kansas City Chiefs. I do believe there is a little bit of hope that they might have found a cheat code. Especially the way football is played today with this kid that they got, Reese Lightning. I think there's a chance that with what the Chiefs, because if there's one thing that we know Brett Veach does, he finds out what the biggest flaw of his team was the year prior and immediately addresses and fixes it. Right? Bob Sutton didn't work. Didn't adjust. Turned out he was kind of a Richard. Got rid of his ass. Brought in Spags. Brought in Tyrann Mathieu. Things changed. You go to another Super Bowl and you lose and your offensive line was piss poor. Then what happened? You drafted Creed Humphrey, you drafted Trey Smith, you went out and got Joe Tooney. And you've had a pretty solid offensive line since.
And Orlando Brown Jr.
And you went and got him too, and then, you know, him and his foxtail, they went somewhere else.
And then you moved a guard over to right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And then he actually somehow worked out.
And just, and Veach you must trust.
It's like, I'll just put this backup guard as our right tackle, and it actually worked.
And you've seen it before, right? They had Charvarius Ward. Good corner. Solid corner. Let him go. Why? Because they drafted a kid in the fourth round of Louisiana Tech and L'Jarius Sneed. Knowing that L'Jarius Sneed was starting to get pretty good after his second year, they drafted a kid out of Washington. Knowing that this situation was probably going to happen. And what happened? Charvarius Ward had a front row seat to the game-winning touchdown against his former team. Wasn't really missed. Wasn't missed the year prior either. And now you go into this year where rules have changed, and what were the two biggest outside of the receiver room for the first 10 games of the season? The two biggest, I guess you could say the three biggest issues that the Chiefs had were wide receiver, they addressed it. They went and got Hollywood Brown. Now you have somebody you can take the top of the defense off of with, and you have Rashee Rice, who developed into a beautiful second-round pick. Third down and short, fourth and short, very tough to convert for the Chiefs this year, and goal line situations. Harrison Butker was great because he had to be. And now the Chiefs have fallen upon finding this kid from Wales and Louis Rhys Zamet or Louis.
There's
like four different ways people have said this kid's name.
I've heard of him. Yeah. It's Louis.
Which
Rhys
is why we keep saying his name three different.
I've heard the British people calling his rugby matches Louis Rhys Samet or Rhys Lightning.
Rhys Lightning
they
is
love
great.
To call him over. That's pretty. That's pretty.
At
strong.
Least we finally got a good nickname.
I hope he's good, man, because that's a great nickname.
Because George Karloftis' nickname is terrible.
I hate that name. I will never call him that. Never. I have not called him that, and I will never do it.
It's never going to call him Furious
nickname.
George.
Never going to call him that.
Patrick Mahomes' nicknames are terrible. Showtime, I don't like it.
I don't like Showtime.
Mahomeboy, that's Shannon Sharpe's own. Nobody calls him that.
Mahomeboy's fine. I'm not going
to
call him that.
But it's coined to a certain individual.
Yeah, I'm not going to call that. That's Shay's thing.
Yeah. Travis Kelce, I don't think, has a nickname.
Zeus.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I will never call him that.
Don't get it.
That's Holtis' thing.
And that's again, mine. Coined to somebody else.
I'll never call him that.
And now you got... You got Rhys Lightning, and by God, it sounds nice, I cannot wait to see if this kid can make this team, and then all of a sudden, third, because you remember the play in the Super Bowl that they had mic'd up, where Mahomes like, hey, if you ain't there, I'm going straight.
Yeah.
That's the type of play you'll see Rhys Lightning in, where mm-hmm. it's like, oh, boom, there you go. And then God knows what happens after that.
Oh, because you know teams are, especially late in the season in the playoffs, teams are going to try to key in on Mahomes on those option routes, on those option plays. And then he just pitches it out to the rugby guy who's 6'3", 190. And he just gets open lane down the sidelines? Nah. You have a hard time with them DBs out there tackling.
Somebody says, isn't Travis Kelce the big Yeti?
I've never heard anyone call him that.
Never heard of him.
Like, maybe you call him that. I've never heard anybody call him that.
And outside of that, really ain't any nicknames. Stone Cold Jones is perfect.
Stone Cold's great.
But it's not really his own.
Yeah, Hollywood's great. I love Hollywood.
Which that goes back to high school.
Yeah, that's a great nickname. Like, Hollywood is, especially if he turns out to be really good.
Because most
year.
Of the time when you were a kid, yeah. if somebody's nickname was Hollywood, they were not Hollywood.
No, they were not.
And this kid might be
Hollywood. Was like a pimp name back in the day. Like if you was Hollywood, that's like a pimp name.
So Hollywood? Yeah. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Or it was like a make fun of. Like, somebody thought they were cool, yeah, and everybody's like, oh, what's up, cool. Hollywood?
Yeah.
We got a janitor / dishwasher. Larry Dawson is his name. I hope he's listening. He always comes around the corner. He'll always come to me like, what's up, Hollywood? And I'm like, Larry, leave me alone. But it's all love there. But no, I'm very excited to see this because it just shows how much ahead of the curve that the Chiefs are. Because this kid went to the Browns and was like, yeah, I don't know about this. He went to Denver and left immediately. And he went to New York, where everything is a mess in New York now. You got the head coach and the owner. And now the owner came out today and said, here's really what's going on. And if you've got to do that as an owner, you have lost complete control. And your quarterback wants to be a vice president.
The Jets are a mess.
You love to see it.
It's hilarious, but they are such a mess.
There is a lot of trouble for gangrene.
Man, I'm going to tell you, they don't win this year. That's going to Aaron Rodgers can't play if it doesn't work this year.
No.
He can't be back there. No. You can't bring that dude back. Like, if the last thing he's got is that he's a great quarterback, if he's not a great quarterback anymore, what is he on your team for?
Mm-hmm. Killa Trav, Pop Pacheco.
I've never heard any. I've heard Pop. I've heard Pop, and Pop's fine, but like, I'm not calling him Pop.
That goes back to his high school days.
Yeah, I'm not calling him Pop. Killa Trav, isn't that his Twitter handle?
I think so.
I'm not calling him that.
Somebody says, you can't call someone Hollywood with only 1,000-yard season in 5 years, plus he only eclipsed it by 8 yards. First off, that was his name in high school.
Yeah.
So it was before he became a pro.
And it's based off his hometown, which is Hollywood, Florida.
And if you want, you can call him Marquise, I guess. Hollywood sounds a lot cooler to me if I had to put a vote in it.
I'm calling him Hollywood. Yeah. I don't care what you think. You can call him whatever you want. I'm going to call him Hollywood.
I call him Chris Unicero.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And people call me the crown jewel.
Well, nobody calls you.
Yes, they do.
One person on the text line called you the crown jewel once.
No, a woman wrote an email to our boss and called me the crown jewel.
That's how it started. Okay.
People call me the dirty werewolf. I'm not dirty. I'm very clean.
Most people actually don't know my last name. That's why they call me Chris Unicero.
We could tell them your last name, but we don't have to.
No, we don't have to.
The artist formerly known.
Yeah.
There you go. 913-586-7610. Tell Chris what my nickname is. We'll wrap this show up on the other side. We'll get to my final thoughts. This is After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
For the 913, Hollywood is a good nickname. Next thing you're going to tell me that Speed is a terrible movie.
Never seen it.
You've never seen Speed?
No. I'm not a big movie watcher.
Oh, man. I did just watch a really weird movie. I talked about it last night. It was on Amazon Prime. It was called Saltburn. Don't watch it.
Well, I haven't heard of it, and I definitely wasn't planning on watching it.
It's a UK film. About the weirdest damn thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, their shows and movies are a little different, yeah.
A lot different.
Yeah, they are.
What they have, like, 28 Days Later? You ever watch that movie? It's like a horror movie?
I haven't seen it. I've seen, like, the trailers for it. But
that thing got me, too. Somebody says, Dusty, come get your mans. Speed is great. Best Keanu Reeves movie of all time. Yes, Matrix fans. Yes, John Wick fans.
John Wick is better than that. I guess.
You've never seen it.
I'm pretty sure it's better than that.
Not a chance.
I'm pretty confident.
There's a bomb on the bus. Pop quiz, hot shot. Dennis Hopper, RIP. the Grim Reaper is the best nickname on the squad. It would have been if they would have beaten Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm not calling him the Grim because they lost the next game.
You got to win that next game.
Yeah, you got to win that next game.
And you would have sold a ton of more t-shirts, too.
Yeah, like I said, I would have called him that, too. But after that after that loss the next week, I was like, we can't call him that no more.
God, dog.
That hurt, man. That was a great nickname for 1 week, though.
Might be a solidified new blue blood in college basketball. You don't need to watch UConn until the Final Four. They're up 82-50 against San Diego State.
I mean, they've been a blue blood.
Yeah, but I'm saying like the identified number one current blue blood in college basketball right now might be UConn if they do it again.
Yeah, possibly. I mean,
it ain't Kansas.
No, not right now.
Now, North Carolina, they're still around. They got a chance tonight. We'll see. They play Alabama. Alabama's damn good.
I kind of felt bad for KU fans.
Why?
Ass kicking by Gonzaga.
Well, I think the reason I felt bad for him is because it was so close in the first half.
It was. It was very competitive.
Everyone kind of had that belief of like, this is what Bill Self was going to do. He was going to get these kids to the tournament. And then the second half started, and that game couldn't have got over quick enough if you were a KU fan.
I turned it. I at halftime I had something to do, so I didn't see it, but I saw the score.
It was like 42-41 at half. It was close.
Very good. Actually, I think it might have been tied, but actually no. KU was up by one
at half.
Yeah, I think they were up by one. He was either up by one or tied, and it looked good. KU played pretty well, and in the second half. Done. Like whatever happened, I don't know if they had the secret sauce or whatever from Space Jam in the Gonzaga locker room in the second half, but they was killing it in the second half. It was bad.
God, 82-50 in a Sweet 16 game. 32. They were favored by 12.
Yeah.
They doubled it.
They are UConn's killing the spread every game in the tournament.
And they did that last year too.
Yeah.
Because I remember that I jumped on that last year in the Sweet 16. I just started betting single bets of UConn to cover, and they were like -105 to win by 14.5. And then you watch the game, be like, well, that was easy. Why don't we do it again next round? And they did it again the next round.
Yeah. Marquette's been pretty good at covering, too, because they've been getting some pretty low spreads.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been betting them on the spread, too, and they've been covering it.
And then tonight's games are, again, I think it's 8:30 or 8:53, I think is the name of it.
Ridiculous times.
Yeah, 8:53, I think, is the North Carolina-Alabama game that's next. And then 9:20 on a Thursday during Holy Week.
On a school night.
We got Iowa State, Illinois, and that game is going to be great. Iowa State, I believe, is a 1.5 favorite.
Yeah, they are favored.
So that's like almost a pick 'em.
I took Illinois in that game.
Okay.
Illinois, I got them in the Final Four on some of my futures. So I need Illinois
that's
to win this game. I need them to win here, and I need them to win this weekend so I can make some money off this tournament. I actually made a decent amount, but I need to win more.
Yeah. You could always win more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Winning never gets old.
No, it does not.
And when you think of that, you think of winning a three-peat. And you think about the Kansas City Chiefs. I do believe there is a little bit of hope that they might have found a cheat code. Especially the way football is played today with this kid that they got, Reese Lightning. I think there's a chance that with what the Chiefs, because if there's one thing that we know Brett Veach does, he finds out what the biggest flaw of his team was the year prior and immediately addresses and fixes it. Right? Bob Sutton didn't work. Didn't adjust. Turned out he was kind of a Richard. Got rid of his ass. Brought in Spags. Brought in Tyrann Mathieu. Things changed. You go to another Super Bowl and you lose and your offensive line was piss poor. Then what happened? You drafted Creed Humphrey, you drafted Trey Smith, you went out and got Joe Tooney. And you've had a pretty solid offensive line since.
And Orlando Brown Jr.
And you went and got him too, and then, you know, him and his foxtail, they went somewhere else.
And then you moved a guard over to right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And then he actually somehow worked out.
And Veach, you must trust.
It's like, I'll just put this backup guard as our right tackle, and it actually worked.
And you've seen it before, right? They had Charvarius Ward. Good corner. Solid corner. Let him go. Why? because they drafted a kid in the fourth round of Louisiana Tech and L'Jarius Sneed. Knowing that L'Jarius Sneed was starting to get pretty good after his second year, they drafted a kid out of Washington, knowing that this situation was probably going to happen. And what happened? Charvarius Ward had a front row seat to the game-winning touchdown against his former team. Wasn't really missed. Wasn't missed the year prior either. And now you go into this year where rules have changed, and what were the two biggest outside of the receiver room for the first 10 games of the season? The two biggest, I guess you could say the three biggest issues that the Chiefs had were wide receiver. They addressed it. They went and got Hollywood Brown. Now you have somebody you can take the top of the defense off of with, and you have Rashee Rice, who developed into a beautiful second-round pick. Third down and short, fourth and short, very tough to convert for the Chiefs this year, and goal line situations. Harrison Butker was great because he had to be. And now the Chiefs have fallen upon finding this kid from Wales and Louis Reese Zammit, or Louis, or Louis.
Louis. It's Louis Reese.
There's like four different ways people have said this kid's name.
I've heard of him. Yeah, it's Louis.
Which
Reese
is why we keep saying his name three different ways.
I've heard the British people calling his rugby matches Louis Reese Zammit or Reese Lightning.
Reese Lightning is great.
To call him over. That's pretty good. That's pretty
At
strong.
Least we finally got a good nickname.
I hope he's good, man, because that's a great nickname.
Because George Karloftis' nickname is terrible.
I hate that name. I will never call him that. Never. I have not called him that, and I will never do it.
It's never going to call him Furious
nickname.
George.
Never going to call him that.
Patrick Mahomes' nicknames are terrible. Showtime, yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like Showtime.
Mahomeboy, that's Shannon Sharpe's own. Nobody calls him that.
Mahomeboy's fine. I'm not going
to
call him that.
But it's coined to a certain individual.
Yeah, I'm not going to call that. That's Shay's thing.
Yeah. Travis Kelce, I don't think, has a nickname.
Zeus.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I will never call him that.
Don't get it.
That's Holtis' thing.
And that's again, mine. Coined to somebody else.
I'll never call him that.
And now you got... You got Reese Lightning, and by God, it sounds nice, I cannot wait to see if this kid can make this team, and then all of a sudden, third, because you remember the play in the Super Bowl that they had mic'd up, where Mahomes like, hey, if you ain't there, I'm going straight.
Yeah.
That's the type of play you'll see Reese Lightning in, where mm-hmm. it's like, oh, boom, there you go, and then God knows what happens after that.
Oh, because you know teams are, especially late in the season in the playoffs, teams are going to try to key in on Mahomes mm-hmm. on those option routes, on those option plays, and then he just pitches it out to the rugby guy who's 6'3", 190, and he just gets open lane down the sidelines? Nah. You have a hard time with them DBs out there tackling.
Somebody says, isn't Travis Kelce the big Yeti?
I've never heard anyone call him that.
Never heard of him.
Like, maybe you call him that. I've never heard anybody call him that.
And outside of that, really ain't any nicknames. Stone Cold Jones is perfect.
Stone Cold's great.
But it's not really his own.
Yeah, Hollywood's great. I love Hollywood.
Which
that's
that
one
goes back to high school.
Yeah, that's a great nickname. Like, Hollywood is especially if he turns out to be really good.
Because most
year.
Of the time when you were a kid, yeah. if somebody's nickname was Hollywood, they were not Hollywood.
No, they were not.
And this kid might be
Hollywood. Was like a pimp name back in the yeah. day. Like if you was Hollywood, that's like a pimp name.
So Hollywood? Yeah. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Or it was like a make fun of. Like, somebody thought they were cool, yeah, and everybody's like, oh, what's cool. up, Hollywood?
Yeah.
We got a janitor / dishwasher. Larry Dawson is his name. I hope he's listening. He always comes around the corner. He'll always come to me like, what's up, Hollywood? And I'm like, Larry. Leave me alone. But it's all love there. But no, I'm very excited to see this because it just shows how much ahead of the curve that the Chiefs are. Because this kid went to the Browns and was like, yeah, I don't know about this. He went to Denver and left immediately. And he went to New York, where everything is a mess in New York now. You got the head coach and the owner. And now the owner came out today and said, here's really what's going on. And if you've got to do that as an owner, you have lost complete control. And your quarterback wants to be a vice president.
The Jets are a mess.
You love to see it.
It's hilarious, but they are such a mess.
There is a lot of trouble for gangrene.
Man, I'm going to tell you, they don't win this year. That's going to Aaron Rodgers can't play if it doesn't work this year.
No.
He can't be back there. No. You can't bring that dude back. Like, if the last thing he's got is that he's a great quarterback. If he's not a great quarterback anymore, what is he on your team for?
Mm-hmm. Kill a Trav, Pop Pacheco.
I've never heard any.
I've heard Pop.
I've heard Pop, and Pop's fine, but like, I'm not calling him Pop.
And again, that goes back to his high school days.
Yeah, I'm not calling him Pop. Kill a Trav, isn't that his Twitter handle?
I think so.
I'm not calling him that.
Somebody says, you can't call someone Hollywood with only 1,000-yard season in 5 years, plus he only eclipsed it by 8 yards. First off, that was his name in high school.
Yeah.
So it was before he became a pro.
And it's based off his hometown, yeah, which is Hollywood, Florida.
And if you want, you can call him Marquise, I guess. Hollywood sounds a lot cooler to me if I had to put a vote in it.
I'm calling him Hollywood. Yeah. I don't care what you think. You can call him whatever you want. I'm going to call him Hollywood.
I call him Chris Unicero.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And people call me the crown jewel.
Well, nobody calls you.
Yes, they do.
One person on the text line called you the crown jewel once.
No, a woman wrote an email to our boss and called me the crown jewel.
That's how it started. Okay.
People call me the dirty werewolf. I'm not dirty. I'm very clean.
Most people actually don't know my last name. That's why they call me Chris Unicero.
We could tell them your last name, but we don't have to.
No, we don't have to.
The artist formerly known.
Yeah.
There you go. 913-586-7610. Tell Chris what my nickname is. We'll wrap this show up on the other side. We'll get you my final thoughts. This is After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
For the 913, Hollywood is a good nickname. Next thing you're going to tell me that Speed is a terrible movie.
Never seen it.
You've never seen Speed?
No. I'm not a big movie watcher.
Oh, man. I did just watch a really weird movie. I talked about it last night. It was on Amazon Prime. It was called Saltburn. Don't watch it.
Well, I haven't heard of it, man. I definitely wasn't planning on watching it.
It's a UK film. About the weirdest damn thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, their shows and movies are a little different, yeah.
A lot different.
Yeah, they are.
What they have, like, 28 Days Later? You ever watch that movie? It's like a horror movie?
I haven't seen it. I've seen, like, the trailers for it. But
that thing got me, too. Somebody says, Dusty, come get your mans. Speed is great. Best Keanu Reeves movie of all time. Yes, Matrix fans. Yes, John Wick fans.
John Wick is better than that. I guess
you've never seen it.
I'm pretty sure it's better than that.
Not
a
chance.
I'm pretty confident.
There's a bomb on the bus. Pop quiz, hot shot. Dennis Hopper, R.I.P. The Grim Reaper is the best nickname on the squad. It would have been if they would have beaten Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm not calling him the Grim because they lost the next game.
You got to win that next game.
Yeah, you got to win that next game.
And you would have sold a ton of more T-shirts, too.
Yeah, like I said, I would have called him that, too. But after that loss the next week, I was like, we can't call him that no more.
God, dog.
That hurt, man. That was a great nickname for 1 week, though.
That was a great quote, awesome. Too. What'd you tell Pat in that final stretch? I thought when it gets grim, go be the Grim Reaper. God, dog, Andy, why'd you do it to us?
They'd have won the Super Bowl that year, man.
Oh, man, it'd have been everywhere.
All-time nickname right there, man. All-time quote. Oh, yeah.
Especially if he'd have done it like he's done it in the past with the Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Maybe he is the Grim Reaper. But, yeah, that was, man, if they'd have just won that damn game against Cincinnati.
Man. That hurt, man. I was like, man, they had it, too. They were up by 18. They just blew it.
Two of the best things happened against Buffalo that didn't end up actually mattering. That lateral pass from Travis Kelce to Kadarius Toney would have been probably the best play of the NFL season of all NFL games.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, guaranteed. And then if you'd have had that 13-second game and then not had the hangover against Cincinnati, because here's the other thing, too, why you couldn't call him the Grim Reaper. Because in that second half, that was the worst we've ever seen Patrick Mahomes. Outside of Christmas Day against the Raiders this year, that game against Cincinnati in the second half was probably the worst you've ever seen Patrick. Might be the worst you ever see Patrick Mahomes play football.
Hopefully.
And he was on God mode in that first half. But that's okay, because they've won back-to-back, and they're going for a three-peat, and they got a rugby star. They got, what, seven picks this year?
Seven picks.
And they might get an eighth, because I feel like they're going to trade that 2025 third-round pick to this year's day two.
To be honest, they might trade that pick to move up.
Yeah.
So they might have less than seven.
Okay. They're going to get it done. All I got to say is, you want to hear about the draft, go listen to Character Concerns podcast with Chris Unicero and Jay Binkley. That's where all your information is. Chris, thanks for all your help tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Long day for both of us. Now we get to go home and rest. Go do nice things for people out there. Never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It's just simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay nice, stay safe. I love you all. Talk to you tomorrow night from 6 to 9. Final episode of After Hours for the full season.